A budget shortfall in Delaware is threatening school-based wellness centers in the first state. Advocates are working to save them. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has details from the Delaware desk.
A fifth grader at Coomba Academy Charter School had another earache. Her family doctor gave her antibiotics, but a loud bang in the cafeteria made it hurt again. She went to her school's wellness center, where Christiana Care doctor Priscilla Posse traced it back to a traumatic event near the child's house.
She heard a few loud noises, and she learned the next day that someone had been fatally wounded by a gunshot. And so whenever she hears a loud noise, she panics, thinking that there's going to be a gunshot.
Advocates say school-based health centers are like urgent care clinics, where medical professionals, mental health workers, social workers, and counselors offer care together. But many state lawmakers say service cuts in Newcastle County high school centers operated by Christiana Care are hurting students, especially as more kids struggle with mental illness and trauma. Democratic State Representative Namdi Chakwocha says many Wilmington students live in high poverty areas where gun violence is common.
Having well-run, efficient health service centers inside of our schools, it's a necessity. And we just don't have it, and it's a travesty because our students are suffering because of it.
Christiana Care said it made staffing cuts in some high schools based on enrollment and usage data. The health system and Delaware public health officials say it's had no impact on students. The Delaware School-Based Health Alliance says centers are in desperate need for more funding. It's calling for lawmakers to add more money for existing high school centers and support centers in elementary and middle schools. From the Delaware desk, Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.